morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DESA call on the 9th of August 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Jim Galvin, Julie Hammer, Takayasu Matsuo, Rick Keller, Don Blumenthal, Jörg Schweiger, Scott Allgaier, Olivier Crépin-Lebrun, Sarah Langdonneau, Katrina Sataki, Andre Thompson, and Luis Espinoza has just joined us. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Bart Baswinko, and myself, Naki Peregrine. No apology list today, as it's August and people are being let off the hook. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie, and thanks to all who joined. I am astounded that on the 9th of August we have this many people on a DSSA call. That's fantastic. Or strange, I'm not sure which. Anyway, welcome. And the agenda is pretty much the same as last time. It's let's chew away on the way forward. The picture is in front of you is the one that we hammered on the ops call. Is there anything else that people want to add to the agenda before we get going? Okay. And then is there anybody who wants to update their statement of interest before we get going? All right, then. What you see on the screen is a revised version of the pictures that we were working on last week. We had a very productive call on the ops group, and I really think this is starting to shape up pretty well. So I think what we'll do is we'll sort of step through this in pictorial view first, and then you'll see in a minute that I've started sketching out a little bit of a work plan, and would like to get your reaction to that. And then, if all is well, we'll probably just wrap up at this point because I don't have anything else for us to do today. This is mostly to nail down what we're going to do. As Bart pointed out on the ops call, it's only 8 weeks until Toronto, which scared the daylights out of me. So what we did, let me just replay the bidding a little bit here. We had some choices on how to do this. So we had one where we would do a bunch of stuff for the first, what turns out to be 4 weeks, and then basically jump into a risk assessment. And for a whole bunch of reasons that we talked about last time, but to summarize, it seemed imprudent to go that fast into a risk assessment. There's stuff that we need to do that's going to take longer than we had allotted in that plan, and by jumping into the risk assessment that fast, we sort of get ahead of the DNS RMF gang. And so there wasn't a whole lot of appetite for that. Another alternative is to essentially wrap things up at Toronto and leave the next activity to other groups constituted other ways. And again, there wasn't a lot of appetite for that. There was more appetite for that than the first one. And this last one is sort of the place we've wound up at this point, which is to spend a bit more time on a smaller number of things between now and Toronto, partly acknowledging that it just takes longer to get some of this stuff done than we had allocated in that first plan, and partly acknowledging that it is holiday season and we really only have about 6 to 8 weeks to do real work. What this one also does is it puts a little bit more emphasis on the Toronto meeting, because what we really want to do is have a lot of discussions with both our respective ACs and SOs and also with the DNS RMF group to sort of sort things out. And then after Toronto, is where a lot of the things that we took out of the pre-Toronto wound up. So We'll do some report revisions. We'll work on the methods after Toronto instead of before, primarily because after Toronto, we would presumably have reconstituted the group with additional people that would perhaps be better suited for the risk assessment that we would do. And I think that it's safe to say that before we dove into that risk assessment that's there, we'd take a final look. We essentially have deferred the final decision on whether to do that risk assessment until we know more. And we'll have learned a lot between now and then. And that, I think, will inform our decision a lot. Then, because I confused some people with my diagram, I made it really clear that there is a joint piece of work that needs to be done between our group and the DNS-RMF, you know, where as they get their framework done and we get our roles and responsibilities, gaps and overlaps, stuff done. There's an opportunity probably at Toronto to put our heads together and align both kinds of work. So that's the joint effort. And then at the bottom is a very summary sketch of what the DNS RMF group is doing. That's kind of where we wound up late in the call last Thursday, and then quite a lot of refinement took place on the ops call. And some of those I want to save for when we dive into the actual detailed work plan that I've sketched out. But I want to pause here and get people's reaction to this version, you know, concerns, issues, additions, changes, ideas, etc. So I'll stop and look for a cue. And, you know, if people want, I realize now that there are some folks that weren't on the call last week, so if I've gone through this too quickly, I could certainly do it again, but I don't want to beat this to death if it's clear enough for you. So certainly go ahead and ask for that as well. White type is hard to read. Well, that's good to know. I can't fix that on the fly, but I will. Is it because it's too small, Julie, or because it's color? Because I can make it bigger if that's the problem.
I think if it were black, it would be easier to read, but I'm not sure until you try it. So if you're able to make the diagram a bit bigger on the screen, that would be great.
Let me just give the old... How's that work? That's everything black.
Yeah, that's better.
I'll make it a little bigger, too.
For what it's worth, Adobe Connect lets viewers zoom in.
Oh, good.
Sorry?
Have I allowed you to do that in this?
Yeah, there's a tab. At least I've got one, a thing, change views on the upper right of the share screen.
Oh, yeah, change view, and then you can... Oh, you can do that. That's great. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Very helpful. Way to go, Don.
It might be new. I just noticed it.
Well, you get a gold star for that one. I've had that problem on so many calls and never known that I could offer that to people. And that way you can kind of drive around in it and zero in on things yourself. That's fantastic. So that being the case, I think I'm going to scale it to fit so that you can see the whole gizmo and drive around yourself. That's great news. Thank you, Don. don't know if you can make this. Olivier is saying we have full screen buttons. If you zoom in, not sure whether you can. Yeah, then you can make it full screen. Oh, that is just totally nifty. So Olivier has another piece of knowledge, which is, I really hosed things up now. What have I done here? Oh, there we go. All right. I had to learn this myself. Sorry. So in addition to Don's thing, Olivier points out that if you select the scale to fit, then you also get a button that you can use to make it full screen. So that is completely cool. All right. That being the case, I'm going to go back to white, if it's okay with you, because now you can make it bigger, and I think black is a little overwhelming in this particular graphic, and I'll see what I can do about that in subsequent versions. Okay. Olivia is saying only I have the full screen. That's too bad. Any comments on the plan? Scott, go ahead. Oh, you may be muted, Scott. Oh, maybe Scott was just joining the room.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. I misread the screen. The screen told me the right thing. I just didn't read it right. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let me go on to the little work plan, and that may trigger some thoughts and reactions. So let me bring that up. This is very small. I'm going to make this bigger. Hold on a minute. But again, you may want to use your own Zoom thing. So what I did here is I took the pieces that you see on the, you know, on the PowerPoint deck and have started to explode them into little bits and pieces. And when we were working on this on the ops call, we kind of covered a lot of ground. So let me replay what we did. The public comment cycle has stretched out. When you take all the requisite days and pieces and string them end to end, basically doing the public comment cycle, just getting the responses back, takes us pretty close till Toronto. Because there's the first round, and then there's the reply round where people can respond to the comments that were already posted in. So it's just not practical to get the public comment cycle done much before Toronto. So that's one of the reasons why that stretched out so long. And I apologize for the notes up there, but Bart is going to sort of take the lead on getting all that sorted out and underway. So I sort of stopped writing details because I decided I could just punt that to Bart and let him handle it. We started to explode the roles, gaps, and overlaps discussion a bit, and one of the things that I think was very helpful in the discussion on Monday was that I had started out thinking that this would be sort of a survey of all those participants that we identified in the report. And I, I st- started thinking that, even though I am in the group of people that doesn't really like surveys a whole lot. They're very difficult to do well. And so I think it was Bart that came up with the idea that maybe the best way to do this is to do research on our own as a working group to develop this diagram that we're talking about, and then confirm that with the participants rather than asking them a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you know, this, some of this is still left over because, you know, I didn't want to lose it because we haven't actually made this choice yet. But rather than essentially giving them a blank slate and saying, well, what do you think about this funny diagram that we've come up with? We were thinking that it would be useful to do a lot of that work first as a working group and then give people something to react to. So that's sort of the intent of this work plan, is form a group of us, figure out how, you know, really figure out how to do it instead of just Mikey scratching this stuff on the page. Then develop some sort of framework, conduct the research, figure out the results, and then, you know, this language has changed. You know, solicit revisions from the participants rather than just going out to them blind with a survey, which nobody had any appetite for on the ops call. Then we, you know, presumably pull all that together, and then I stuck a task in here. If we go back to this picture, you'll notice that this align integrate task, this one here, in starts before Toronto. I think that what we want to do is have a conversation with the DNS-RMF people, perhaps all the way along, but for sure before Toronto, to sort of stage this so that we don't just splash into Toronto in an unstructured way. And so I stuck a placeholder task in here to get that conversation started. My thinking is that once we're comfortable with this approach, then, you know, I'll turn around and throw out a line, probably through Patrick, to the DNS-RMF people and see if we can start that conversation so that we've got that coordination and sharing underway before we get to Toronto. Then the other big job for us, is to figure out which risk scenario we'd like to do first and figure out what kinds of skills and knowledge would be needed in the group that did that risk assessment. Because remember, one of the issues that had us a bit stymied was that we weren't sure that right now the DSSA really has the right people in it to do a good job of a risk assessment. And the way that we addressed that is to say, okay, let's pick the risk scenario, and after we've picked it, let's figure out what kind of people would need to be involved in order to do it. And then at Toronto, and probably before, start recruiting people to fill out that group a bit. And so this little sketchy work plan here is my first try at that, but again, it's got the same first step, which is, you know, let's form a subgroup of folks who are interested in this that can work on it, and you know, let them figure out really how they want to proceed. Then, presumably, we would be, you know, headed to Toronto, and there we really have a bunch of discussion. You know, that's the big opportunity of these meetings, these face-to-face meetings, is that we could set up some sessions to work out some of this stuff with various groups, the ACs and SOs, where we could promote this and generate a little bit more enthusiasm, because, you know, at least for me in the GNSO, I haven't been on the radar. They've been battling new GTLDs and all kinds of other stuff, and they periodically say, how's it going? And I go, well, it's fine. I'd love to talk to you. And they go, well, as long as it's fine, we're busy here. We'll get back to you later. But I think that at Toronto, Stefan von Gelder and I are communicating about this, and we agree that this needs to go on the agenda for the GNSO at Toronto. So at least for the GNSO, we'll have a bit of discussion about this. And then some sort of discussions with the DNS-RMF to sort of iron out the, you know, the process between us. And then after Toronto is very sketchy. I haven't done much on that at all, because it seems like we're going to learn a lot between now and the end of Toronto, and that would be another good time to sort of step back and recast the work plan. So I haven't done much. I took the methods one out of the first chunk, and so it's a little more detailed because I'd sketched one for it, but you can see that it's pretty rough. So that's kind of where things stand. Again, I'll stop at this point for your reactions. You know, if you think we're on the right track, great, we'll keep going, and I think the next step is really to put this out in words on the list and ask people to contemplate which of the subgroups they'd like to participate in. And get those underway, and we'll carry on from there. So, thoughts? This stage? Does this seem like a good plan? I'll kind of roll back up to the part that we're going to be working on right away. And I'll take Bart's part off. You don't even have to see that. I'm hoping that the silence is not bewilderment and dismay, but rather, yeah, close enough, go ahead. And if that's the case, great, we'll do that. I don't know that we need to arrive at consensus on this. This isn't really a finding, so I'm not sure I'll go through all the pain of publishing it to the list and confirming it next week. It's really, you know, more an internal process thing. But again, if I will publish all this to the list right after the call, and if you come up with something that concerns you, by all means, jump on the list and let me know. Oh, and just see. I see that Bart had a comment there, and I missed it. Yeah, Bart's sorting that out. Yay, Bart. Julie, go ahead.
Hey, Bart.
Oh, Mikey, I just wanted to say, sorry, Julie Hammer here for the transcript. I think the idea of doing some desk research on gaps in analysis and coming up with our view of where the various group community might fit and putting them on a diagram is a really excellent one. I think you said Bart suggested that, because that I think that will solicit much better feedback than just going to everyone with a blank sheet of paper. So, yeah, I think that's a really good proposal.
Yeah, there was a lot of enthusiasm for that on the ops call, for sure. I just love that idea. So I'm glad to hear that you do, too. That's terrific. Well, I don't want to belabor this in August. If people are okay with this, we'll get underway. And I'll give you a half an hour of your day back. And next week, I think what we'll do is sort of kick off these two groups and start digging in. So this is your last chance. Okay. Well, Natalie, I think that's it. You can wrap up the recording. And again, happy mid-August to all of you. I'll see you in a week. Thanks. That's it for me.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Mikey. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you. Thanks, Carol. You may now stop the recording. Thanks.